This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, I'm Simon Smart from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking today with John Dixon about his new book, Humilitas, The Lost Key to Life, Love and Leadership. So we're in a situation now where people assume that humility is a virtue and something to aspire to. But what about false humility? I sometimes think of that in Australian context where athletes are really schooled to give credit to anyone but themselves. And sometimes it comes across as disingenuous.
Yeah, it is. That's false humility. And that's more like the ancient Roman virtue of modestia, the modesty, because it's kind of, it's not deploying your power and influence for others. It's moderating, you know, in a decorum, your power and influence. Okay. And they're quite different things. So I think it's perfectly possible to actually have a very healthy self-esteem. In fact, I think it's important to have a healthy self-esteem and know what your skills are and even be open about them. But the thing is, you redirect them for others. That's humility. It's not to be confused with just going, oh, I'm not really that good. That's a totally different sort of thing.
Even though I'm truly fabulous and we all know it, that type of stuff.
I think a good sports example is Roger Federer, because he is known for praising his opponents, but not in a way that's false. He will often say, I just can't believe how good I was in the second set, you know, and then at the same time be able to praise his opponent. He's just so relaxed in his skin. He can give credit where it's due, and that means even to himself. But the thing is, he is pretty other person-centred, actually, that guy.
You talk a lot about leadership in your book. In what sense does leadership work, humility work for a leader?
Well, the first thing it does is it helps the leader be aware of their faults. And so there's no question the humble leader learns more and quicker than the arrogant leader. And leading business and leadership experts believe this. John P. Cotter of Harvard Business School is the great leadership guru, professor of leadership there. And he talks about the importance of a leader being humble enough to learn from their mistakes. And when you learn from your mistakes, you progress much faster than someone who doesn't. So that's the first thing. The second thing I'd say is the humble leader is more believable, frankly, because put it this way, if a leader has a reputation in an organization for making decisions usually to their own benefit or decisions that get them in the media or decisions that increase their shares or something like that, then people in the organization just get suspicious about every decision. And it's really hard to follow that sort of leader, even though you have to because of the structural power. But when you have a leader who is known to be other person-centered, who stops and talks with the lowest person in the organization, so to speak, who listens to criticism, who always seems to have the organization's interests at heart, even when you disagree with that leader's decision, you want to follow them because you know whatever is behind their decision, it's a good motivation. So I would argue, and I'm not the only one to argue this, plenty of business literature argues this now, that the humble leader is actually more influential than the arrogant leader.
It seems to cut against at least some sense of what we imagine with leaders who, perhaps in a very competitive field, have had to be very competitive, climb all over the top of other people to get to a position that they're in. So in what sense does that gel, that real humility with that type of thing?
Well, the big research on this was done by Jim Collins, who's a Stanford University academic, who researched leading companies in America and found that, you're right, there is a kind of what he calls level four leader who is the big ego, demands their way in a company and so on. And they do tend to rise through the ranks. They do get somewhere, especially if they have talent. Talent mixed with arrogance, you can get a long way. And I'm not saying you need to be humble in order to achieve. You don't. What I'm saying is the great become greater through humility. And Jim Collins says there's a whole level above the level four leader, which he calls the level five leader, in which he says this is a leader who has a paradoxical blend of professional will and personal humility. And in his study, and it shocked him, he wasn't not looking for this result, he found that the 11 top companies in terms of revenue in American corporate history were led by people described throughout the organization as humble.
Well, it makes sense that they would motivate people and bring people with them if they are displaying those sorts of characteristics.
Well, you think of the epoch changes. Jesus, Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, Aung San Suu Kyi, Martin Luther King. They had no structural power. No structural power at all. But they somehow changed cultures and changed empires by the sheer force of their character.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.